Hello, and welcome to the Bernie Commentary. This is Sam, aka MyGames19, from the Pixar Planet Forums. And this is...
This is Hannah, also known as Hannimation, from the Forums.
This is Lauren, also known as the White Cookie Sheet, from the Forums.
This is Ominous Fresh, also known as Dragon of Omnipotency, in Pixar Planet Forums.
In order to synchronize this short film with your DVD, load up your copy of Bernie and pause it right at the point when Luxo Jr. from the Pixar logo turns his head and is looking at you. Then after I give a countdown and say play, click play. 3, 2, 1, play.
I like how it starts off with an actual scene from WALL-E. Kind of nice setup, I think.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah. And then how it goes, like, through that tunnel of the rocks.
I like how this is different from the other shorts in that it's focusing on a character that was only on screen for about 5 seconds.
Yeah, it has been done in Disney before with The Lion King 1.5, you know. If I Timon and Pumbaa and all that, yeah. Focusing on the minor characters.
It never ceased to amaze me how on this short in particular, how nearly everything that is touched has the B&L logo on it. Like his little, whatever they are on his back, the tanks and his little flame thingy. I don't know what it's called.
Yeah, they're all very well branded.
Yes.
I don't know if you guys noticed that he was humming the Ode to Joy.
Yep.
And here again, we're connected to the actual film WALL-E.
I love how they show a lot of emotion in the robots.
Just by their body language. It's really neat.
My sister pointed this out to me, but if you notice on the inside of the, now it's gone, but on the inside of that gate area, it says 11A. She asked me if that was like a potential A113 reference backwards.
Well, then where's the 3? That is kind of neat, though.
Yeah.
This type of comedy sequence is kind of used a lot in many movies, you know, where the character would just screw up with everything and create a comedic scene, but you know, Pixar just did it beautifully, yeah, with this shot.
The one thing I like about this short is how it does reference WALL-E throughout, and it kind of gives you a time frame as to how long he's actually out there.
And that is what we call on the internet as an epic fail.
Yeah, I'd say that's one pretty good flower.
Mm-hmm.
He knows plants exist. That's interesting.
The thing that gets me about this part is you notice when he creates the outline of himself and he pushes it, it kind of floats like it would in space. But here, when the ship turns, gravity is in effect.
That microgravity. I feel bad for him.
Yeah, me too. He goes through so much.
Just to get that one light fixed.
Please realize that this is not based on real life things. You know, if they were actually flying in space that fast, he probably would have burned up.
Yeah.
Such a determined little robot.
He is.
Reminds us of another little robot, huh?
Do any of you guys know what Bernie stands for?
No idea.
Nope.
Oh, it's on IMBD, I know that. That's about it.
Let's see. Basic Utility Repair Nano Engineer.
Then I wonder what Supply R stands for.
Now we're back to the Ode to Joy, which he was humming earlier.
Now that sucks.
Yep.
Oh, he's got plenty of time to fix it anyhow.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. I like how they did the credits here with, like, the doors.
Mm-hmm.
Little thing.
Ties in nicely to the spaceship.
Mm-hmm.
I think I just saw Stephen King on one of the credits. It's Ben Burt there with the nice music.
There.
Such a touching gesture.
Oh, yeah.